Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. I just want to welcome everyone, the listeners on the Blog Talk Radio, to know that God is moving. We want to welcome you to releasing the sound of the Word of God. Amen, hallelujah. I am Verdia Hayward, Prophetess Verdia Hayward, your host, and I will be talking. We're going to go ahead and go into the Word of God, but first I want to start off with prayer. So we're just going to start off with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just bless you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, we worship and magnify your holy name, for you are Almighty God, and we love you. And God, we're so grateful, Lord God, for you, Lord God, being in control over our lives. So, Father, we just want you to know that we have an attitude of gratitude on today. God, you are amazing, and we love everything about you. We thank you, and we appreciate you, Lord God. So, Lord, we ask right now, Lord God, that you will come in, Lord God, forgive us of our sins, sins we know, sins we do not know. We ask that you will blot our transgressions, O God, creating us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit, O God. Father, we ask, we invite you in, Holy Spirit, to have your way, Lord God. Father, take this flesh, crucify it, set it, Lord God. Lord God, aside, Lord God, but Lord God, let your power and your presence rise up in the name of Jesus. And God, we say, have your way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. So the subject title tonight, we're going to be talking about when the word of God speaks, something happens. Hallelujah. And I'll say that again. When the word of God speaks, something happens. Hallelujah. There's an action that takes place. Hallelujah. There's fire. There's things that we need to turn in the wheel, in the middle of the wheel. It begins to turn. It begins to move. It begins to motivate. When the word of God is spoken, there's something that happens in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the key scripture of today is Isaiah 55 and 11. We're going to start off there, but we're going to also go into other areas of the word of God. Amen. So we're going to start there. And it simply reads, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Hallelujah. So God is letting us know that when he speaks a thing, it shall be. Hallelujah. When he says a thing, it shall happen. Hallelujah. So I just want to throw notice on the devil that if there was any type of doubt in your mind that God was not going to do the things that he has promised us, the devil is a liar. God's word is truth. His word is a voracious authority. It is undisputed. Hallelujah. It has to come to pass. Why? Because he spoke it, and he said that his word shall not lie. It shall come to pass. He said it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Hallelujah. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Hallelujah. It shall prosper. Hallelujah. It shall do exactly what God has called us to do. Hallelujah. And so we have to rest assured and know that when God says a thing that he said he's going to do it, we got to know that we know that we know that we know that God is going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. Hallelujah. So I want to go to the book of Genesis. Hallelujah. We want to go to the book of Genesis. We want to start right there at Genesis 1, at Genesis 1, hallelujah, 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 because it deals with talking about let there be, the power of the creative word of God, hallelujah. God is a bad dude, and that's what I love about him. He's so faithful, he's so just, he's so willing, and I love him because he says when he's going to do something, he shall do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're just going to go ahead and go to Genesis 1. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. King James Version. Hallelujah. That's what I'll be reading from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. Hallelujah. And there was light. Hallelujah. So I want to pause right there just for a little bit. He said, let there be. He spoke it into existence. But see, the thing about the word of God is that you got to remember, before a world was created, there had to be a thought. So with that thought, there had to be something that was moving. The presence of God was moving. He was saying, he was pondering on what he's going to do. So in that thought process, there became the action, and that action was good to him. So he spoke it out of his mouth, and because he spoke it out of his mouth, it became a creation. anointing. And if what happened after that, it began to form. It began to form something. So when the word of God speaks, remember, something happens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it just goes on to say, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. There was nothing there. There was nothing. So God took something out of nothing and created much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He created. He created and he created. He said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw the light, that it was good. Hallelujah. And God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. Sound like that was a perpetual plan. And that's what we're talking about. The wheel in the middle of the wheel. Even in the word of God in Ezekiel, when it talks about the wheel in the middle of the wheel, something began to happen. Things began to turn. Things began to change. Things began to transform. Things began to be created. Hallelujah. And that's what God's word does. It causes something to happen. Hallelujah. There may be somebody out there that said, okay, well, I done prayed about it. I done asked God about it. I done thought God about it. I done prayed and prayed and prayed, and he still ain't did nothing. So we just want to dismiss the doubting Thomas. Hallelujah. Because we know that the word of God says, that when God speaks, something happens. Hallelujah. It says that so shall that my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So in that pleasing God, he said, well, it's going to accomplish in the things that are pleasing unto me. Hallelujah. So we go back into the word of God in Genesis, where he said that God called the light, hallelujah, and that it was good. It pleased God to have light. And God went further. He said that, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So it pleased God to create the first day. Hallelujah. And so it goes on. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it be divided, and let it, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Hallelujah. And God called the firmament in heaven, the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Hallelujah. He was pleased, and that which he had created, that which he had spoken into existence, that which he has called to do, hallelujah, God said his word shall not come unto him void. It shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which he has assisted to do. Hallelujah. And so we know that whenever we do something that is pleasing unto God, like our walk, for instance, when we're walking and we're doing the things that God wants us to do, we have to realize that not only have God ordained for us to do certain things, but he has also given us the innate ability to call it those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. As though they were. He said, let there be. He spoke it from something that was nothing. He made it something through the power of his spoken word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to say it's time to prophesy. It's time to prophesy your way out. You may be in lack. You may be in shortage of debt. You may be in sickness or illness. But I dare you to speak to the wind. I dare you to prophesy. I dare you to speak it out. Speak the word of God over your situation. Speak what you want to happen in your life. God will back it up. He said his word should not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which he has sent it to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For that man and that woman that's battling with that is your season of miracles. This is your season of new beginnings. And God is going to see about you. That woman that's battling cancer, breast cancer, I want you to know that that's a small thing to God. Hallelujah. God is going to move on your behalf. No matter what it looks like or what it feels like, know that then rest assured that God is going to see about you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a custody battle, but there's a woman that is getting ready to lose her children, that the enemy wants to snatch your children from you. But know that we serve a God that is bigger and better than any court system, and God is getting ready to move on your behalf. You watch. God is getting ready to create a way. He's getting ready to create a way out of no way. And it looks like it's impossible. But remember, not with God, because with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. So we have to speak to our situations in our lives. We have to speak the word of God over our lives. And when the word of God is spoken, hallelujah, something happens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we also have to watch what we say, and we have to also watch what we pray, because the very thing that we speak, if we speak in lack, if we're speaking negativity, if we're speaking shortage, if we're speaking that we're sick, if we're speaking the opposite of what we are supposed to do, then guess what? We're going to receive that when we speak. So now we have to create a habit, and get into the habit of saying positive things and not negative things. So we have to be proactive and not reactive. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage your listeners today that God is going to see about us, his people. Don't you think for 1 minute that God has forgotten about you. God is getting ready to make good of his word. Everything that he said he was going to do, it shall come to pass. And this is a season to where God is releasing the promises that he has promised, long-awaited promises. And I understand that the word of God says long-suffering. But God said that the time of long-suffering is over for those that are listening on today. God is getting ready to release more angels to retrieve finances, angels to retrieve the blessings that the enemy has tried to hide, tried to cover up. I decree and declare that it shall be hidden, that it shall not be hidden any longer, that God is revealing, oh God, that you are opening up a storehouse of blessings, and you're pouring it out. There's some that have been waiting for kidney transplants. That God said, no, on today, I'm getting ready to open up doors of favor. I can give you a new kidney. But how do you believe? Do you believe that I can do it? Believe in the power of the spoken word of God, because God said that. Hallelujah. God said he's going to do it. He's going to do it. Hallelujah. So I decree and declare over every listener on tonight that the word of God stands true and factual, and that the fire of God is getting ready to consume your enemies. Everything that the enemy tried to bring, everything that the enemy tried to throw at you, know that God is getting ready to raise up a standard against the enemy. He's raising up a banner of holiness against the enemy. So know that triple wall of fire, hedge of protection, is now being placed around you, your homes, your belongings, your churches, those churches that have been going through. Know that God is getting ready to bust up those COVIDs. He's getting ready to bust up those that were sent on assignment to try to pray against your ministry. Know that God, hallelujah, he's getting ready to move like you have never experienced his moving before. Know that God has not forgotten about you. Hallelujah. Praise and glory be to God. Hallelujah. Know this, is that God loves you. And everything that the enemy has tried to do, to try to take you under, know that God is taking you, and he's putting the enemy in check for his people on today. So I just want to encourage the listeners to know that God is getting ready to move like never before. Hallelujah. And I also want to just say this, that even in the movement of God, even in the movement of God and how God is moving, I know that even in those situations where you can't figure it out, God don't want you to figure it out. He wants you to trust him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I dare you to go to a new measure of trust in your walk. I dare you to trust God. Give him a hard thing to do. I tell you, ask God a hard thing to do. I decree and declare that those that make that list, God's going to cross it out within 30 days. Everything on that list, God is going to be working on, and he's going to cause, it's going to happen. I decree and declare that God shall do exactly what he said he was going to do, exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, hallelujah, that worketh in you. But guess what? You got to believe. You got to believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. See, a lot of times we think that God's going to do something, but guess what? We got to do what we got to do also, so that God can do exactly what he said he was going to do. Hallelujah. So I'm getting ready to open up the line for prayer. Those that want prayer, you can dial on in to 657-383-1364. That's 657-383-1364. And after we're done on the line, if there's still prayer requests and you want me to pray and touch and agree and declare over your life the blessings of God, God's word, and you want me to touch and agree with you, I will definitely do that. And you can reach me at 248-247-4471. 248-247-4471. But guess, right now we have the line open for any prayer requests, or comments. That number is 657-383-1364. The lines are open for prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if that word, whoever it was that God was speaking that word to, if you know, even if you just come on the line and just, you know, make a comment to know that, to let us know that you heard it, that you received it, hallelujah. God is getting ready to move for us, his people. I'm telling you, God is doing some great things in this season. And I'm telling you, it behooves us to not trust him in the measure that he wants us to trust him in. Because I'm going to tell you like this, we got what we call bulldog faith, where we lock down on that situation in prayer, and we don't let up until God brings to pass exactly what he said. So I just want the listeners to know that I will touch and agree with you in prayer. We will lay on your prayer request. Pray over your prayer request. Hallelujah. So that it will come to pass. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to say thank you all so much for coming on. We're getting ready to close up the line for prayer, but we still got a few seconds left. That's 657-383-1364. Prayer requests or comments. Amen. So just, you know, let it be known that if you want any prayer or if you want those, if you want to leave a comment, please don't hold back. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you've done, Lord God, on today, Lord God. Lord God, bringing forth, Lord God, when the power of God, when the word of God speaks, something happens, according to Isaiah 55 and 11. Father, we ask that you would touch every listener, cover them with your blood, Lord God. Touch those, Lord God, that are reaching out, Lord God. Lord God, that you would give them a miracle, Lord God, on today, Lord God. And we say, have your way. Thank you so much, Blog Talk Show listeners. Thank you for listening to Releasing the Sound. God bless you, and I look forward to hearing from you and talking to you next month. God bless. Bye-bye.
Oh my Lord. with all my heart, with all my soul. Yes, sir. Oh, Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe to you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice. Almighty's name.